This is Ellie and you're listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot Podcast. Welcome to everyone who's dropping in and welcome back and thank you for your support. If you are one of my members on Patreon watching the video version of this podcast, I hope you're learning a lot and I'm loving your feedback. Today, we're looking at the Queen of Wands. We know she's an animal lover, but what else can we find out about her? Let's take a look at the Queen of Wands. A majestic woman sits atop her throne on a solid man-made foundation. Her body faces forward, but her head is tilted to the side. In her right hand is a wand. In her left hand, a sunflower. Accompanying the woman is a small black cat, and the background is almost entirely sky. The woman's throne appears in the center of two distinctly different landscapes. One is gray desert, the other yellow mountains. In the upright position, the Queen of Wands represents warmth, vibrance, earthliness, and delegation and oversight. In the reverse position, the Queen of Wands represents jealousy and rivalry, infections and fever, extravagance and promiscuity. So let's have a look at the symbols in the Queen of Wands. Unlike her counterparts who sit with their knees pushed together, this queen's posture is somewhat more relaxed. She sits with her knees apart and her arms are comfortably laid on the armrests of her throne. Her posture signals the awareness that she has the power of her majesty. As the Queen of Wands, this queen inspires others to act on her behalf or on behalf of the principles of her kingdom. She is therefore mindful to demonstrate that she doesn't scare easily, nor does she act prematurely out of base instinct or pointless enthusiasm. The cat represents the base instinct, but there's more to the cat, and I'll get to that in a moment. The Queen's throne is also the only matriarchal throne that reaches beyond the boundaries set by the card. This signifies a stretch of her potential and power towards the heavens, a privilege that is ordinarily reserved just for the kings. This adds to her credibility as queen. Men will act in accordance with her command, even in the absence of her counterpart, the King of Wands. To the queen's left, so to the right of the card, is a barren grey landscape, possibly a wasteland. The sunflower that she holds also to the left represents the potential for growth, energy and strength, which reaches upwards towards a limitless sun. The power of the sunflower's symbolism is magnified by other sunflowers appearing in the queen's throne. And on the pin that she wears to secure her cloak. The inference is that this queen can draw from the energy of the sun to produce mountains out of dry and barren wasteland. See the dry and barren wasteland? And then the mountains that she can actually create. The lions that are carved into the base of her throne represent courage and strength. The red lions add passion, which could also turn to ferocity when the card is reversed. The small black cat represents an unpredictability, a cunning and a propensity for survival, such as the cat that has its nine lives. However, when the card is in reverse and the cat dominates the imagery, this queen takes on qualities much like that of an alley cat, willing to scratch, bite, and ruthlessly play with its prey. The black cat is also a reference to witchcraft or magic and provides the queen with an intuitive sense of how to touch others with her warmth or afflict them with her wrath. Now, one thing that I often say when I'm looking at the Queen of Wands in reverse is that element of infections and fever can be almost like a voodoo curse of infections and fever that the Queen of Wands has the power to infiltrate into others. That comes from the alley cat qualities of the cat. If you were to ask me what I believe the overall theme is for the Queen of Wands, I would say the following. You are adorned from head to toe in inspiration, and should you trust in your intuitive sense of how to proceed, you are almost certain to succeed. So that was the Queen of Wands. We have grown up a little bit since the day of the Page and the Knight, and we're beginning to mature in the Wand suite to those nobility cards that actually are heavy influences when it comes to our fiery passion. And the Queen of Wands is the first of those maturity cards in the Wand suite. She is a fascinating woman because she has this inspiration that gives others the urge to act on her behalf. And she sits there with wisdom, monitoring the outcomes of that action. You'll notice, if you look at the cards together, the Queen of Wands background sky and the King of Wands background sky are almost the same. But then if you look a little closer, there's a slight bit of difference. Remember, everything when it comes to the Rider-Waite deck is there for a reason. The Queen of Wands sky is still a very pale blue, but it's just that touch paler than the King of Wands sky. And this is the subtle hint of the traditional roles of men and women. The Queen is slightly more passive, even though she's highly inspirational. And she also steps back to a point where she kind of monitors rather than acts herself. And so the little subtleties just remind us that men played a traditional role and women played a traditional role in the Rider-Waite deck. If you'd like to see me put my knowledge of tarot into practice, you can always subscribe to the Ellie Dreams Down Under channel on YouTube. I produce a new video every single day of the year, even during the holidays, even during the storms. Nothing stops me. And I do a wide variety of readings on lots of different subjects, including US politics, world affairs, the unexplained, mysteries, and personal readings. All of the videos are free and I take viewer requests. So I hope to see you there. I have a second channel called The Universe Always Wins, which is an interview channel where I invite people over to chit chat about the universe and how we can see evidence of its true meaning and the meaning of life in the little things that happen to us as ordinary people. I hope to see you at one of these channels soon. In the meantime, thank you for joining me here, and until next time, take care.